This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been something like 2 years of starts and stops on corporate return to office plans. Marketplace World Headquarters, just for the record, is open, but actually coming in here is optional. And that trend, well, it kind of does have its ripple effects. We caught up with Kat Wilcox the other day. She's the co-owner of Valoria. That's a boutique up in Seattle that opened up about 10 years ago.
A lot of people come into the shop and are like, we're glad you made it through the pandemic. And I'm like, I don't know if we have yet, or I'm not sure, you know, we're not through it. So many people aren't working the way they used to. And even though they maybe have settled into a hybrid or totally work from home, I don't think there's a realization that for a shop like us that's in a office neighborhood, that has an effect on us too. And so we aren't back to normal. You know, it's kind of chicken and egg situation with we're not open long hours, but it's hard to sit in an empty shop for hours and hours. Right now, we're 12 to 4 Thursday through Saturday. The hours before, for the most part, generally 11 to 7, 7 days a week. We have been very lucky in certain aspects. And the two biggest costs for us as a business historically have been rent and labor. So not having to feel like we're so tight for paying a large staff or that kind of thing has helped. And we still have a rent situation that is very understanding. With a neighborhood that still has businesses closing because of the pandemic, it's kind of hard to be like, things are back to normal, right? We're going to charge you full rent. There's just a point where you can't be so stressed all the time. You know, there's no way for us to reproduce what was. You know, we can sell online, but that can't be compared to just being in the right location. I mean, for example, we used to have two Starbucks in our neighborhood and both of those are closed. So it's like, if Starbucks can't do it, I don't think we could.
Kat Wilcox, she runs Valoria. They're up in Seattle.